I'm going to give you a general overview of the tax consequences associated with the issuance and receipt of an IRS Form 1099-C, as well as how to avoid or at least mitigate what's given to Uncle Sam. Now, before we get started, like all lawyers, I'm extremely cautious and must give my official disclaimer. For those of you who cannot read this, I'll do it for you. Do not let this bottle serve as an inspiration to call your ex in a pathetic attempt to get back together. Some very fine grapes have died in the making of this wine. Show some respect. Now, perhaps it was the delusional state I was in again while preparing for this presentation about taxes, or my inherent love for wine, but I felt this too good to pass up. Plus, no opportunity can be missed to add humor to such a mundane topic. Are there any tax lawyers in the room? Okay, good. I'm safe there. In all sincerity, while it is my intent to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, I am not a tax lawyer, so I don't want anyone to construe what I'm going to tell you today or in the materials provided primarily as tax advice. Now that we've got the legal minutiae behind us, let's get to it. What exactly is a 1099-C? Well, any entity in the business of lending money that cancels or forgives more than $600 of a taxpayer's debt must provide an IRS Form 1099-C to the taxpayer upon the event that creates the cancellation of debt income. Key phrase being cancellation of debt. You'll see why momentarily. As we all know, when someone borrows money, they're not required to include the loan amount as debt on their tax return. Well, why is that? Has anyone ever thought about that? Yeah, it's because of their obligation to pay it back. Exactly. So if that obligation to repay is subsequently forgiven, the amount of loan proceeds received is then reportable as income simply because that obligation to repay no longer exists.